little old Benny King, but he's gone now, so let's bother our pretty little heads about him. It's a Thursday morning, 28th of January, which will do rather nicely. And one or two odd bods have thought of wonderful excuses to go and feel rather better later on this morning. Doug Cockwill, who's in Upton-on-Severn in Worcestershire, he says when he married Lynn, a clause was included in the contract to keep her in the manner to which he'd become accustomed, which included 3 cups of tea in bed every morning. And now, says Doug, Lynn, and 27,000 cups of tea later, is celebrating her droopy drawer's birthday this morning. 27,000 cups of tea, and nobody's less surprised than me, Lynn. But many happy returns of the day, and congratulations to the pair of you, Lynn and Doug. And a lady called Audrey Sayer, who's down in Weston-super-Mare in Somerset, says she wants me at about 7 o'clock on Thursday morning. For quite what devious reasons, I haven't the foggiest idea, and probably it's just as well I don't know. But cheers to you, Audrey. And she sends a photo of herself at the social highlight of the year in Weston-super-Mare, and Audrey sitting there in all her glory with a wonderful sort of low-cut singlet. Quite a bit of decolletage sticking out there. And it's a picture, actually, of Audrey enjoying a little light breakfast, a two-course breakfast, a ciggy in one hand and a large scotch in the other. Very, very lovely indeed. There it is, Ness to be Ness, doling out the goodies with sugar tongs and long white elbow gloves this morning. Willy Boskovsky in the Monte Carlo National Opera. And a thing knocked off one foggy night by Waldteufel and called Bella Bocca. And I'd lay even money and otherwise now. A note from the school library service in Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire to get me to do Jenny Roberts, who's 22 today. Many happy returns to you, Jenny, from all the gang in the library service. Jenny Roberts, 22, it says, a nice girl all round. Whether that's a description of her personality or a figure, I don't much care one way or the other. Cheers to you, Jenny. And a fellow called John Beamish, languishing down on the sun-drenched tropic sands of Deptford Creek, is 80 today. John Beamish. So lots and lots of love to you for a smashing day, John, from all the family. I was trying to think back, the day you were born, 28th of January, 1908. Incredible. I'm trying to just desperately think back to O-level history. I think 1908, John, was the year that the Prime Minister, Mr. Balfour, do you remember? He bought a poodle. The trouble was with this poodle, not only did it have no teeth, it wouldn't bark.